You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report a search is underway for a suspect in connection with the death of 26-year-old Brandon Merritt, whose body was discovered Sunday in a wooded area off Auction Barn Road near the Minden Rodeo Arena. The body was positively identified as that of Brandon Merritt on Monday. Minden Police responded Sunday, along with the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office, investigating the discovery as a homicide. The Louisiana State Police Crime Lab also responded to assist in the investigation. Merritt had been reported missing since last Tuesday. City police are searching for a suspect in connection with that case. The body will be sent for autopsy. Minden police report one arrest for accessory after the fact, one arrest reported for public intoxication and drinking in public. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reported an arrest for domestic abuse battery, another arrest for being a fugitive from Bossier Parish. And the Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Bossier teacher for alleged inappropriate behavior with students. 36-year-old Lacey Oaks of Houghton has been booked in connection with the case. She's been booked for one count of indecent behavior with a juvenile and one count of prohibited sexual conduct between educator and student, and is no longer employed by Bossier Parish Schools. A 40% chance for showers today, high near 87, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 40% chance overnight, low 67, south wind 5 miles an hour. 60% chance of showers Wednesday, high 81, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% Wednesday night, low 67, southeast wind 10 miles an hour. A 50% chance of showers Thursday, high 84, cloudy Thursday night, low 68, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of Ward 1, Minden City Court held before Judge Sherb Santel, Tashun Bailey was sentenced to 20 days in jail, with credit for time served for each count of disturbing the peace by being intoxicated and resisting an officer, with the sentencing to run consecutive, with credit for time served. Ryan Boucher was fined $100 plus court costs, or 10 days in jail, for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle. Dwyman Bridges was fined $225 plus court cost, or 23 days in jail, plus 21 days suspended, and placed on 6 months probation for simple battery. Cameron Brown was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail, for contempt of court. Unbre Elkins was fined $100 and court cost, or 10 days in jail, for contempt of court. Connor Roscoe was fined $500 plus court cost, or 60 days in jail, plus 6 months probation for DWI. Menard Shine pleaded not guilty to theft and will stand trial May 24th. Alexandria Knapp, Melissa Procell, Jennifer Thomas, Tawastia Willis, and Jamisha Taylor each were fined $100 in court cost, or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. The Dixieian Council meeting is scheduled for 5 o'clock today at the Village Hall in Dixieian. On the agenda will be various departmental reports. The Council will also set a date for a special meeting in May to introduce the 2023-24 budget and approve the purchase of body armor for the Police Department. The meeting is open to the public. You still have time to sign up for the Seeds Women's Center Birdies for Babies Golf Tournament scheduled for Saturday at Pine Hills Country Club. Proceeds will go to support the Seeds Women's Center. It's a four-man scramble event and will be at 7:30 a.m., tee-off time 8 a.m. on Saturday. The tournament will last till 4 p.m. in the afternoon with a lunch provided along with cash prizes, door prizes, and more. The cost $100 per player. You can still register by calling 318-639-0907. A Senior Health and Fitness Day is scheduled for Wednesday, May 31st from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Minden Recreation Center. It'll be a community health fair featuring exercise, demonstrations, bingo, and door prizes, and a lunch will also be provided. The Trails and Trellises Garden Tour is scheduled for May 20th from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. with three gardens on the tour: the Sarah McDaniel Garden at 411 McDonald, the Mike and Nancy Sanders Garden, 471 Cotton Lane, and the Kelly Warren Garden, 726 Moss Point Road on Lake Bistineau in Heflin. You can purchase tickets in advance for $10 each from any master gardener, or contact the Webster Extension Office at 371-1371 or the Claiborne Extension Office at 927-3110. Tickets can also be purchased the day of the tour at any of the gardens for $12 each, and the tour will be from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday, May 20th, rain or shine. Registration is underway for the UCAP Golf Tournament to benefit the United Christian Assistance Program, scheduled for May 20th and 21st at Pine Hills Country Club. The format is a two-man scramble event. It includes a dinner, raffle, silent auction, and a live auction on Friday evening, and food and beverages for 2 days. The dinner and live auction will be Friday, May 19th, with a meal of fish, french fries, hush puppies, coleslaw, and bread pudding. There'll also be a pickleball tournament to benefit UCAP May 19th and 21st at Pine Hills Country Club. Registration $65 per person. To register for the pickleball tournament, go online to pickleballbrackets.com. For more information about the tournament, you can call 318-218-4096 or 318-218-4909 or 318-707-1964. Revival services continue at 7 o'clock this evening at the St. Rest Baptist Church. The guest evangelist is Reverend Mariko T. Billups of Jacksonville, Florida. The pastor, Reverend Robbie Dale Williams, invites everyone to attend. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code of 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. For sale of boat, motor, and trailer, call 205-6890. They have a boat, motor, and trailer all for sale at 205-6890. Washer for sale, $100 at 639-9052. Washing machine for sale, $100, 639-9052. Wanted, a pool table at 382-3171. Wanted, a pool table. Call 382-3171. Wanted, someone who can build a walk-in closet, 268-2111. Wanted, someone to build a walk-in closet. They're at 268-2111. Wanted, someone to repair a refrigerator. Call 658-3378. Looking for someone who can repair a refrigerator. They're at 658-3378. For sale, a 10,000 BTU air conditioner, 629-1283. A 10,000 BTU air conditioner for sale, 629-1283. Church pews for sale, 299-3574. And please leave message if no answer. For sale, church pews, 299-3574. If no answer, please leave a message. Eggs for sale, 518-3214. They have eggs for sale at 518-3214. Someone wants to rent a 2 or 3 bedroom house, 371-9015. They would like to rent a 2 or 3 bedroom house at 371-9015. Wanted, a 68 to 72 model Chevy pickup at 349-5937. That's wanted, a 68 to 72 Chevy pickup. Call 349-5937. Wanted, 2 rear wheels for a Ford tractor, size 14.9 by 2880, at 843-6312. Wanted, 2 rear wheels for a Ford tractor, size 14.9 by 2880, 843-6312. Wanted, an adult size tricycle at 518-2432. Wanted, an adult size tricycle at 518-2432. A gas stove for sale at 288-1460. A gas stove for sale, 288-1460. Wanted, a box TV, 371-1838. Wanted, a box TV, 371-1838. For sale, beehives, $210 each at 562-0887. They have beehives they will sell for $210 apiece at 562-0887.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.